Now turn to part two. You will hear a radio program in which scientist Peter Hogswaggle is giving a lecture about polar bears and what is being done to save them. Polar bears are the largest land carnivore that exists. Male polar bears grow 2 to 3 times the size of female polar bears. The largest polar bear ever recorded was a male weighing 1,002 kilograms and measuring 3.7 meters. Compared to other bears, polar bears have elongated bodies and long slender necks, and the coat can vary from pure white to creamy yellow to light brown, depending on season and angle of light. Polar bears have 42 teeth, which they use for catching food and for aggressive behaviour. And an interesting detail is that polar bears swallow most food in large chunks rather than chewing. As for the polar bear's eyes, they are dark brown and set relatively close together. Their ears are small and rounded, and the tail is small, about 7 to 12 centimetres long. Polar bears are completely furred, except for the nose and foot pads, which are black. Something that may surprise many people is that the polar bear's skin is not white, but black. Their fur is oily and water repellent, and the hairs reflect light, giving a polar bear its white coloration. Well, now I'd like to move on to the work our team has been carrying out in order to save polar bears. Our team has been for 5 years now working on a project to save the polar bear. Definitely this was an important issue that was not getting the attention it really deserved. Although polar bears are not considered endangered species, we struggled hard to have them added to the list of threatened species, and thanks to that, will receive special protection. The situation about polar bears gets serious every day. Let me explain it better. Polar bears live in the Arctic and hunt seals as well as other fatty marine mammals from sea ice. One of the findings of our investigations was that the decline of Arctic sea ice was the greatest threat to the polar bears, as they also travel, mate, and sometimes give birth on the ice. The problem is that the more the planet warms, the more the ice will melt, so the natural habitat of polar bears will be significantly affected. And unfortunately, this situation is predicted to continue for more decades. Now, because polar bears are vulnerable to this loss of habitat, they are likely to become endangered in the foreseeable future. Many scientists have said that human activity is directly responsible for the melting of sea ice. However, and sadly, this hasn't changed some countries' climate policy. I say sadly because warming temperatures have been melting Arctic sea ice at an alarming rate, making it extremely difficult for polar bears to find food. To give you an example, in spring 2006, a group of scientists found the bodies of several polar bears that had starved to death. So as you see, the shortage of food due to the global warming also brought about polar bear cannibalism off the north coast of Alaska and Canada. Another problem global warming is causing is that part of the polar bear's population has drowned while attempting to swim to safety after being trapped on small islands of melting ice. Our statistics department has documented the drowning of at least 4 polar bears in 1 month last year, when the sea ice retreated a record 160 miles off the northern coast. The polar bear is classified as a marine mammal, and this means, unfortunately, that the bear's new threatened status will not stop oil exploration within its habitat. Hunting of polar bears as a food source by certain native people and trade in native handicrafts made from polar bears will also continue. However, importing polar bear products from Canada, where trophy hunting is legal, will be banned. Landscape ecologists from the Wildlife Conservation Association have conducted surveys and found that 2/3 of the world's polar bears could go extinct by 2050. So this group and other Wildlife Conservation Association staff are very pleased with this new decision of including polar bears in this list of threatened species, and are seeking both help and support from other organisations. After all, saving the polar bear will depend on international cooperation. That is the end of part 2.